Aloha kakahi akanui. Welcome back to the Stories of Kauai. The island of Kauai is an island that is special. It is unique. It is the fourth largest in size. The population of Kauai in the 2016 census was 67,091 people living on the island. Today, it is estimated that there are close to 72,000 people living on the island, but it is of merit to mention that the island itself is one that we are a dichotomy, a contradiction, in that we're not superstitious. We are superstitious. We follow that fine line between the modern-day religious dogma as and still believing that there are spirits all around us. So what I will be sharing are such stories from the eyes of a tour driver, one where you get an intimate experience, a feeling of being on the island of Kauai, whether you have visited before or whether you are planning to visit. But I must again preface, we are right now in the very depth of the COVID-19 virus. And so we are asking no one to come and visit at the present until we find the time and the means to defeat this virus that has affected the world. So to keep you safe and keep us safe, we are asking that you do not come to Kauai at this present. Today is the 13th of April, 2020. It is Monday morning. I will be giving the podcast every Monday, and today is no exception, even though we are still in that very essence, the very streaming of the COVID. Forgive me if I'm being over cautious, but hold off the visiting until such time. Visit Kauai. Visit Kauai through the eyes that I will share its familiarity. So as I mentioned, the island of Kauai, it is the fourth largest island of the population. It is one that consists of small towns. And one of the things that we share with our visitors and those that are planning on coming to the island of Kauai is that we're not superstitious, we are superstitious. So the island of Kauai, it will either attract you or toss you away. You will either be accepted or you will not be accepted. A lot of times when people come to the island and they do not understand this and they feel that they are drawn, they are being brought to the island. But I'd like to share our population. It consists of small towns. And the population is not centered on any one particular area. The little town of Kalaheo, it is the furthest incursion that we make into the interior of the island, and yet it still consists of small towns. And I will be sharing in future podcasts the naming of the towns and the very myths. The Hawaiians, as they would become known, were great storytellers. The land, the Aina, was one where it was a part of the family, part of the Ohana. I will be sharing the meaning of such words of Ohana, Ekomomai, all of this and more. But allow me to share once again. The island of Kauai consists of small towns, and small town living differs greatly from the larger metropolitan areas. In those areas, one can enjoy a certain anonymity. Their lives are basically kept private. Frankly, I'm surprised when I hear someone say that they've lived in a neighborhood for some 18 years and they hardly know the name of the person across the street or the person living next door. Well, no, that does not happen on the island of Kauai. There are those that move here from a larger metropolitan suburban area, and they quickly discover that their private lives become the subject of public conversation, and they don't like it. They take umbrage over this, and they quickly find out that their private lives become the subject for conversations among the neighbors, and they don't like it, and many of them, believe it or not, accuse us of being malicious gossipers. We are not malicious gossipers. We are merely individuals trying to share as much information about you to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. The Coconut Wireless is alive and doing well on the island of Kauai. It'll rival Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of those medias. And there are those that will not, cannot adapt to the scrutiny of their private lives. They wind up leaving, selling their homes to the next unsuspecting victim. There are other factors that really take place, in that there's a next group of people that invoke a certain feeling of sadness, in that they've been coming to the island of Kauai for years. They love our climate. They love our slow pace of life, our community awareness. All of this more appeals to them. They await for the day that they can retire so that they will be able to live out their retirement, enjoy the fruits of their labor. Well, the day finally arrives. They have timeshares, they may have purchased homes, and I will share more about the homes. But in either case, they finally are of the mind that they're going to enjoy the fruits of their labor. They wind up moving to Kauai. And they sadly come to the observation that the island of Kauai, while being beautiful, is also one that has its own peculiarity, in that they think that their loved ones, their family members, are going to come and visit them on a regular basis. They quickly come to the realization that that is not the case. They sadly realize that like a rose has its thorns, so does the beautiful island of Kauai. They come to the realization that no matter how beautiful paradise is, if they do not have their lifelong friends, their loved ones around both to love and to fight with, paradise becomes a virtual prison. And sadly, they wind up leaving, selling their homes to the next unsuspecting victim. So these are just some of the things that take their toll on people. Living on an island is not for everyone. So by my sharing the stories, I hope you'll have an opportunity to embrace the magic, the beauty. And I will on occasions be sharing filming of the different spots of the island. I will do so in a way that will be more of a personal nature. So one of the stories that I will be sharing. When you arrive on the island of Kauai, there are many beautiful sights to see. And one of those is the Hanapepe Canyon Lookout. The Hanapepe Canyon Lookout, it is a place that will give you an introduction into the very mystique, the very intrigue that is the spirit of the island. When our fire goddess Pele decided to return to the first island that she had created for her children to live, she did so as a beautiful woman. As she is mingling among her children, letting them know that she was there to take care of them, she was on her way to Waialeele. This is her home. She was going to rest. And once she rested, she would once again make sure her children were all well, While on her way to her resting place, why, Eli, Eli, a young man was coming out of the forest from a hunt. When he saw her, he fell madly in love with her, and he started to gift her meats from the hunt, providing her fruits and vegetables, making lei from pikaki and other flowers. Wapelli was touched, but she told him she was tired. Once she rested, she would seek him out, and they would see what would develop. The young man was so in love, so enamored, that he would not listen to her, and so he made the mistake of reaching for her, grabbing her wrist to pull her towards him. Pelli could not believe that a mere mortal would dare touch, much less grab her. In her anger, she turned him into a pu'a'anui, a giant boar. Once the young man realized what had happened to him, he saw his tusks. He realized that he was now a huge boar. He became so angered, so embarrassed, so upset that he came tearing down from Waialeale, tearing up the land, creating that canyon. Thus, Hana is the place that was torn, made into that deep canyon. It is stories like this that I will be sharing with you folks. So please ensure that you are there for future episodes. I can hardly wait to share more of the beauties. They will be short, but enough just to give you a glimpse, a taste of the magic, the beauty that is the island of Kauai. So until next week, please leave your comments and anything that you might or want to hear, please let me know. I will be more than happy to share with you. Ahui ho, and off I go.